Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What is going on with Austin Meadows? Is this just time to report? Is he hurt? I don't know. But the Pirates sent him down with the explicit sort of understanding, not even sort of, they said that they want to get him some reps. They want him to play more. And that was on Sunday, right? That was before Sunday's game. I have that right.
Yeah, it was just about an hour before. It was right after the clubhouse closed to reporters.
And he didn't play for Indianapolis on Monday and then again last night. So I don't know. Maybe they're. But here's the thing. It'd be one thing if he was like tired and belabored from everything and just worn. The reason he was going down because he wasn't playing. So does he need more time to get accustomed and not play? This is weird.
I don't know.
I don't know what's going on here. I'd like an answer. Not for me, but I think Pirate fans would like an answer as to why he's not playing down there. Just kind of strange. All right, so Major League Baseball, they are now bandying about and knocking around, and this came to light during the All-Star break festivities whenever Rob Manfred makes himself available, the Commissioner of Baseball, as does Tony Clark, who is the MLBPA kind of head rep guy. They have been knocking around the idea of maybe a three-game series for the wild card. For me, this is ridiculous. I don't know why people are so afraid, even in baseball, that I think you can determine probably the better team through the course of a series as opposed to just one game, but too bad. Too bad. Why are people so afraid of winning you're in, losing you're out, a proposition? That's what sports is made of. That's what it's all about. One game to determine who's better. That's the way the world is. That's the way sports is. That's the way it should be. And that's not even getting out, tentacling out, making the season longer. What if there's rain, the schedule, all that stuff? Just why are people afraid of just a win and you're in proposition? Because it brought us, at least to me, the greatest spectator event that I've ever seen in this town. And I've been to a lot of different games. Steeler games, Pirate games, Penguin games, everything. That Cueto game was the most electric atmosphere I've ever seen, Jim.
It was nuts. It really was. Ironically, the Pirates, and I can't remember what year the second wild, that might have been the first year that second wild card came into play, was it?
I don't know for sure. 2013? It was right around there.
It was, yeah, if it wasn't that year, it might have been the year before. Ironically, the Pirates, well, they had the home game, they were the home team for all three wild card games. So it had it been under the old format, they would have advanced. In other words, they would have started out in 2013 playing St. Louis. They wouldn't have had to play a wild card game. They never would have lost to Madison Bumgarner. They never would have lost to Jake Arrieta, because they were the first wild card team and they would have automatically advanced under the old format. But I would imagine that it's good for regular season attendance with other teams when you get more teams involved with a chance to get to that one game wild card.
There's more to it. Look at the AL East this year. They're both going to win 105 games or whatever, 110 yeah. games. Well, if you know you're going to be the wild card and even if you lose, you get three chances at it, okay. Now it really, with the one game, it incentivizes that pennant race to the very last day because you want to stay out of a one-game proposition.
Well, that's true. You can still go back to moments in 2015
yeah.
where just another win against St. Louis.
That five-game series they played with St. Louis,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it changes things.
But you know what I mean about the Red Sox and the Yankees this year? Right to game 162, they're going to fight like hell, where they might not fight the same if they know they're only faced with a three-game series as opposed to a win and one and you're done.
Yeah, but I still think there is incentive to be first, obviously.
I agree.
But it lessens the sense of urgency for the team that's chasing. And it's funny because with that in mind, that the Yankees, the pessimism in New York right now, I mean, they got more than a third of a season left. And they're thinking, man, we're never going to catch the Red Sox now. We're going to have to play a wild card game. But I don't know if the answer is to – I can't see them going to any more than a best 2 out of 3.
That's what it'll be. But still.
That might be more fair. The travel, though, that – I don't know how they would do that. I would still give the team with a better record 2 games at home first before they went on the road. But they'd probably go 1 at home, 2 on the road. I don't know.
You know what I'm afraid of, too? Like, let's say that Cueto game was the first game. If the city would have punched itself out, if the Pirates would have punched themselves out, the Reds could have won 2 games after that. there was such, everything was like a volcano. The city erupted. We waited for 20 years to have that moment. How do you get back up a day later again? You know? It was,
or if you're the other, but you know, I know what you're saying, but if you were the Reds in that instance, how do you recover from that? And you know, again, to go back to Jim Leland, it's you know, you're only as good as your next day's starting pitcher. So I don't know what would have carried over one way or the other.
Okay, picture this: it's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.